China is one of the most microblog obsessed countries in the world. In 2012, there are about 1.3 billion people and about 3 billion microblogs in China. And they don't have Twitter and Facebook. They have Tencent and Sina Weibo. And they have another really new, interesting platform called Weixin, which is like WhatsApp. But if you could post a sort of news feed and posts and photos and so on to all your WhatsApp friends. The trending topics very often are children, because many families in China only have one child. An organization like UNICEF begins to become very valuable for people who are online talking about children's issues.
You mention in your blog campaigned to reunite quote-unquote abducted children, and there were photos of street children that were posted. Tell me about that.
Some well-meaning nonprofit organizations and academic experts thought up a campaign to connect abducted or trafficked children with their parents. The idea was to encourage the general public to post pictures of children they thought were street children or children at risk. And a lot of people were getting excited about it, but some people were a bit worried, and many people in the blogosphere were saying, well, what does UNICEF say? What does the Convention on the Rights of the Child say about doing this kind of thing? And we immediately realized that with good intentions, a lot of children were being put at risk, because those who are looking to exploit children are looking for children, you know, who are deprived of effective parental care. If you're putting up pictures of vulnerable children, you're putting up a billboard for child abusers and child exploiters. We started posting very actively to say that photographs of vulnerable children should not be posted publicly. This is both a violation of children's privacy, and it could also invite more harm than good. You're actually putting children at greater risk. Some of the people who were promoting this campaign were kind of offended. But at the end, you know, the blogosphere kind of weighed in and rallied to the point of view that we were putting forth, which really is informed by the Convention on the Rights of the Child. You know, the whole idea that sharing the identity of vulnerable children and children who have been abused is a fundamental principle of protecting children. You don't broadcast those things.
How many followers does UNICEF China have now?
We're active in three different social media platforms. The first was what's called Sina Weibo, and we have about 250,000 followers there. And then there's another microblog, which is called the Tencent Weibo, and there we have close to 3 million followers. And then a new platform, which I mentioned, Weixin or WeChat, there we have about 3,000 or 4,000 followers.
Are these censored by the Chinese government?
Of course, there are a few things that really get censored or that don't last very long. We now know the technology even that's used in America by the NSA is very good at picking up certain keywords. China also has that same technology, and certain things that the government doesn't approve of do get picked up and they are censored, but they're not a very long list of things. They're really only one or two or three things that are censored. The openness and the vitality and the critical bent of a lot of speech in China's social media is surprisingly wide open. It goes really directly against the conventional wisdom about China. If you want to turn on the official television or read the official newspaper, you'll get the party line. But if you really want to get raw, unvarnished facts and information and different opinions and views, you immediately go to social media, and hundreds of millions of people in China are doing that, and that's really where they go first.
With that information now, is this changing the way you communicate and send out information to the public?
Absolutely. TV, radio, print, these are huge, big state organs in China, and they're also now run on a commercial basis, and they're very expensive. And organizations like UNICEF don't have the resources to buy media. The public with disposable income in China makes it a very lucrative media market. So everyone in the world is trying to advertise to that market. We are now really putting most of our effort and thought into social media. With 3 million followers, it's not hard at all to generate a discussion that reaches 100,000, 200,000 people from day to day. And that's very exciting. And we know who we're reaching. And it's not just a one-way broadcast now, of course. That's the reason why social media is so powerful, is you're involved in a discussion. It's not a one-way channel.